Hello, and welcome to the REC Podcast, the bite-sized show that brings the latest news from the Retail Energy Code straight to your ears. I'm your host, Paul Rock, the Head of Communications within the Code Manager team. And today, I'm joined by Amy Crowe-Lamont, part of the Party Assurance Code Manager team, as we explore the annual rating activities taking place across the coming months.
Thank you for having me, Paul.
It's always a pleasure, Amy. Please, tell us more about the annual rating. Where has it come from and what does it mean?
The annual rating is a methodology that was introduced by the Code Manager with PAB approval in September 2023, with the aim to assess the overall performance of parties and the market on an annual basis. The publication of the rating covers the period from the 1st of March 2023 to the 31st of April 2024 and assesses energy suppliers and distribution network operators only.
That's great. Could you explain more about how a party's annual rating is determined?
The annual rating is determined based on criteria components that the Code Manager regularly monitors and that parties already have access to, listed in the 2023 to 2024 annual rating criteria section of the REC Wiki. The assessment criteria used was developed by the Code Manager through the Performance Assurance Board consultation, and it may change each year depending on the PAB's focus. The application of the defined criteria results are as follows. Firstly, no material weakness. So this is where a party has no significant issues identified with the party's processes and they have met their code compliance obligations. Next, minor weakness. Some of the party's processes did not meet code requirements in a minor way, but no evidence of any significant concern was identified. Then, moderate weakness. The party has either multiple minor code compliance issues or a single significant code compliance issue, or a data indicated an increased risk of providing poor consumer outcomes. Severe weakness. It has been identified that a significant proportion of the party processes have failed to meet the code requirements, or their data indicates providing poor consumer outcomes. So this year, parties will be able to see their annual rating alongside that of other parties in a peer comparison format. Future initiatives may consider publishing annual ratings more publicly. However, this will be subject to PAB consultation and approval. This year, a query period is implemented to allow each party to review their rating and request any clarification before the final publication. For this purpose, the contract manager will see the details of their annual rating within the Performance Assurance Dashboard in July 2023 and will have a two-week window to provide any comments for consideration before the scores are finalised at the end of August.
Okay, what areas make up the criteria components and what time period is this assessed across?
The annual rating is based on assessment criteria components and information that parties already have access to. The following criteria were applied over the 1st of March 2023 to the 31st of April 2024 period to determine the 2023 to 2024 annual rating for each applicable party. We use performance data primarily as a risk tool, following up with performance assurance techniques where appropriate and utilising more significant PATs where there are validated performance issues. The 2023 to 2024 annual rating criteria focuses on only action plans, management assertions, specific condition PATs, referral to Ofgem and event of default PATs. Please note, within the 2023 to 2024 annual rating criteria, we have recognised that management assertion PATs issued specifically to generate engagement with the first data cleanse sprint do not necessarily indicate poor performance. Therefore, we have classed those differently than other management assertion PATs. Next, maintenance of qualification delays. 2023 to 2024 annual rating considers whether a party has completed their maintenance of qualification activities applicable during the assessed period, and if so, whether their MOQ submission was completed on time. For clarity, if the Code Manager requested follow-up information, the extended timelines for that are not considered. Next, whether a party within controlled market entry has breached one of their CME conditions also informs its annual rating. This year, we have enhanced the criteria to differentiate between those that breach CME caps by a small amount and larger breaches. Then lastly, percentage of theft target achieved. The energy theft detection remains a key area of focus for the PAB. Therefore, performance against the assigned theft target under the Theft Detection Incentive Scheme has been used to determine the 2023 to 2024 annual rating.
Understood. Thanks, Amy. Where can a party find their annual rating?
The annual rating and reason or reasons for supplier and DNO parties are available in the table on the overall score tab of the party assurance dashboards. All criteria for the party being rated in the given category are listed as under the field annual rating reason. If a party has a rating of no material weakness, the annual rating reason will not apply. Other fields listed in this table are standard metrics or pieces of information tracked by the code manager on a regular basis and are therefore not related to the 2023 to 2024 annual rating.
All right. And how can people find out further information on the REC portal?
All information in relation to annual rating has been updated on the REC Wiki and it will be discussed at the September Performance Assurance webinar. If you do have any questions, please do not hesitate to contact us at inquiries@recmanager.co.uk. We're always looking for ways to improve, and I'd love to hear from anyone on what they'd like to see as part of a future annual rating initiative. You can get in touch with me directly and drop me an email at performanceassurance@recmanager.co.uk.
Amy Cronemont, thank you again for taking the time to speak on the annual rating process. That's all we have time for today. If you have any feedback on today's episode or suggestions for future podcasts, do get in touch. Otherwise, I look forward to speaking to you on the next one. Thank you very much and goodbye.